From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, I better throw this out again because we're just a few days away from Good Friday Vitalant Blood Drive at Calvary Church. Did you sign up yet? It's real easy to do. Just go to klyt.fm, and on the homepage, click on the Vitalant banner there, and you'll see a list of times available for you to donate blood. Give that life-saving gift. Of course, as Christians, we know there's life in the blood, right? The Good Friday Blood Drive gets underway at Calvary Church on Osuna, just west of Jefferson, at 8 a.m. this Friday. And then speaking of Good Friday, there will be a Good Friday lunchtime service at noon in the amphitheater at Calvary Church. And there'll be worship and a brief message from Skip Heitzig. If you're coming out during your lunchtime, lunch boxes will be made available for purchase by the Calvary Youth. And, of course, that'll be supporting their activity. No child care available for that service. However, you can come back at 6:30 Friday evening for the evening Good Friday service. And food trucks will be on campus for that, too, if you're coming maybe straight from work. And Calvary Kids will be available for that service this Friday for kindergarten and younger. And then if you want Easter information, go to EasterABQ.com. Hope to see you out at University Stadium, 7:30. Pray for good weather. Pray for good weather. Did I say pray for good weather? All right. Joining us in studio, Jody Hendricks is here from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. We do this once a month. Jody, so much appreciate the time you take to keep us appraised of things going on that impact families.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thanks for allowing me to.
So for those, again, unfamiliar, I'd like to start out just giving us the general information about what the organization is and how it impacts families here in New Mexico.
Of course. New Mexico Family Action Movement is a faith-based nonprofit organization that advocates for policy in Santa Fe that protects our biblical values. So we work with legislators, we work during the legislative season to educate voters to know what's going on in Santa Fe as far as policy goes and what they can do to get involved. But throughout the year, we also are working through our foundation to really educate and empower families to find the resources that they need to be able to thrive here in New Mexico, as well as the support that they need and the education that they need.
Well, we appreciate all that you do and all those that work side by side with you, linking shields, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Getting things done. And part of what they're doing, now listen, if you go to the website, go to nmfam.org, well, anytime, to look at all the various information, including the Action Center and pregnancy resources. Those are tabs you'll see at the top of the page, the referendum project, which we've mentioned several times during our conversations. But we're gonna focus today on the foundation tab because the foundation is putting on events. And part of that, it falls under, if you're on that page under nmfam.org/foundation, scroll down to Cultivating Community. What's going on there, Jody?
Oh, I'm so excited because I'm so glad you asked. The Cultivating Community Project is our newest focus for the foundation. And really, it is the big vision, big goal across New Mexico is to really help unite communities to be able to showcase to families what resources are available to them that they may not realize they have access to. They may not even realize they need.
Yeah.
And so we are really working on cultivating that community, bringing them together so that families have the ability to thrive, so that they know what's available to them. Mm-hmm. Because quite honestly, in today's society, the family is under attack.
Yeah.
The family is really struggling. We can go all the way down to the core of identity of the individuals of the family. And so these projects that we're doing, this overall cultivating community project, we have family fun festivals that we're putting on throughout the state. And what we do is we bring together the resources in the community. You know, we have pregnancy centers, drug rehab groups, food banks, we have counseling agencies, we have schooling options for your kids if you're not wanting to send your kids to public school. We've got resources for you so that you can connect with each of these organizations. But guess what? We do it in a really fun environment that is a festival where every tent, every organization that participates brings a carnival game. So we have this fantastic, huge festival for a good family day out because we need that. But it's also connecting families.
I love it. So you kind of put together like a resource fair.
Yes.
If we're going to get together, we may as well have fun.
Exactly. Exactly. We need to have some fun. And, you know, we need some good old fashioned family fun, family friendly, where you're not going to be worried about what your kids are going to see or be exposed to or hear. You know that it's going to be a family friendly environment.
Now, the first event is on the calendar for May 18th. So,
yes.
We're pretty sure winter will be done by then.
Yes. Lord willing.
Please. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask, now, is it set, like, as far as who's going to be there and which organizations, or the community we're going to be mentioning, if there's someone in a, you know, in an organization that they think would be pertinent to, you know, be a part of this, is that something they should be reaching out and connecting with you about?
Absolutely. So I have already been, you know, working full swing and getting organizations together to be a part of our festival. And so I have a great group of organizations that are already going to be a part. However, I know that I don't know everything. So there might very well be some fantastic organizations in the community that have something to offer to families. And we want to hear from you. We would love to see if you could participate with us.
Well, I'm looking online. And again, I directed our listener to NMFAM. That's for the New Mexico Family Action Movement, nmfam.org. On the foundation page, at the top of the page, click on that tab, scroll down below Cultivating Community, and you'll see the flyer that's there that has all the information. And the first one for Bernalillo County.
Yes.
Is happening at Calvary Church, Albuquerque, 4001 Osuna. So I could throw a rock at it.
Yes. It's right here.
All right. And again, there'll be carnival games, prizes.
Oh, yes.
All right. Food. Moriarty corn, or I don't know, you know.
You'll have to see.
Yeah.
It's
going
to be a surprise.
But, you know, here's really a very important part. I was going to say the most important part, you know, the whole gathering together has got to be near the top of the list.
Absolutely.
A reason to gather like-minded people together and find resources that better the families, but get connected to community resources and ministries. And if you are part of an organization that would benefit families, be a part of this. It's happening on a Saturday, May 18th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., you've already got the wheels spinning for other events throughout the state.
We do. We're looking at Farmington area. We have not nailed down our date yet. Of course, we're working with our partners out there.
Yep.
And Roswell and Las Cruces.
Okay. And before we get in trouble with the folks in Roswell.
Sorry. Roswell.
I don't know. You know, I used to say it just like you. Have you ever heard that before?
I have. It is just habit for me to pronounce it out.
I think the aliens changed how you read it. But Roswell is having an event. But these all happening. And then there's opportunity. If there's a community that's listening to us, I mean, we're on at Cannon Air Force Base, Clovis, New Mexico.
Yes.
If we have someone listening at 80 or 90.7 FM there, and they're interested in this. So how would you direct them? Just go to the website and contact you?
Yes. Best way is to go to the website and contact. You can fill out a contact form on our website on the first page, on that home page of our website. I believe our phone number is also there. You can call and we will be able to talk with you. If you're interested in having New Mexico FAM host an event in your area, then we would love to talk with you. There are some details we can go over with you to see if we can make it happen.
Yeah, and actually for that phone number, if you click on the About Us tab, I don't know if you scroll, maybe on several pages, but at the bottom of that page is the phone number 803-6366. And the other thing is, and I think I've mentioned this before, because you know we have a lot of organizations in here. I see a lot of websites.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely done. It's a navigable website. Say that three times fast. it's easy to use. The information we talked about and have talked about in the past, very easy to access. However, the one thing you do want, you know, if you go there to look again for this event, it's part of the foundation.
Yes.
So just note that you need to click on the foundation tab and scroll down. All right. Well, Jody, appreciate the information. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to introduce you to a local author. It's got a brand new book coming out that may interest you, especially you ladies. So stay with us. We'll be back with more after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, welcome back into ABQ Connect. This segment, we're going to let you know more about a brand new Bible study series that's coming out. And the first book is, I think it's in the can. It's just not released yet. But let me introduce you to local author Jody Hendricks, who stayed with us through segment one. Jody's the executive director of the New Mexico Family Action Movement. But you got a side gig.
Yes.
Unmasking the Woman God Created You to Be. And the first book is hashtag No Filter.
Yes.
Okay. So for clarification, Unmasking the Woman God Created You to Be, is that exclusively this first project with hashtag No Filter?
Yes. So it is the first book in the hashtag series is hashtag No Filter, Unmasking the Woman God Created You to Be.
Okay. So what inspired you?
Oh, man. Many, many things. You know, as a woman growing up in church and in a faith-filled family, I still ended up, you know, my own story, finding myself caught in a place where I didn't recognize the woman in the mirror, and God took me through a process of really being able to come to an acceptance of who he created me to be and realizing what all that entails and how beautiful it truly is. Because in today's society, unfortunately, the identity itself is under attack,
right?
Especially the identity of a woman. And it's just, it's something.
I think of, you know, in the last year, news things. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. In my line of work with New Mexico FAM, it's just so prominent, this attack on the identity of a woman. And
so what do you attribute it to?
The enemy.
Yeah.
100%.
I knew the answer. I just wanted you to be able to say it.
Yeah. Yeah. The enemy knows, you know, when he can break down the very core of our identity, then what else breaks down, right? The family breaks down, because then pretty soon the family unit is diluted and it is fragile. And our ability and our strength as the women God created us to be falters. And so we're left on the sidelines rather than being in the game.
Yeah.
Like the Lord wants us to be.
And I knew the enemy, but I am glad you said it, because as you say it, I mean, I hear in my head, I hear, and don't listen for the enemy, people, but I hear in my head, did God really, you know, did God really say, you know, so glad that you're covering things like this. Now, who should pick up this book and read it?
Quite honestly, anyone can. It is primarily written with a female audience in mind. However, I have had several pastors read it who have given endorsements and said that they were just as challenged, men being just as challenged by it as my female readers. So although it has woman in the title, really a man could pick it up and be able to glean just as much from it. But it was written with the woman in mind.
Okay. Is this a one-day read or?
No, this is an 8-week Bible study.
Okay.
Yes.
individual, groups?
You can do it both. It is really, the way it is written, it is solid for an individual, but it is something that a group can come together and go through together. There are 8 weeks of lessons, but each week only has 3 days of work. Yeah. Because, you know, especially women, we got a lot going on. And so sometimes it's hard to find, you know, a good solid 2 hours to sit and do your Bible study homework. And so it is written with the intention of having deep, deep study so that you can grow and be challenged by God's word, but that you can do that in a way that you're not going to feel stressed out about not getting all the homework done every single day. You can kind of split that out throughout the week.
So after 8 weeks, what do you hope to see people consume? Like, what do you hope to see happen?
Well, quite honestly, as a woman or a man goes through this book, what I hope is that they will begin to realize that the enemy has really tricked us into believing that we need filters. We need, you know, you look at social media, it's not a beautiful photo if you don't have some kind of filter on it. Everything requires some kind of filter to make it look better. But what we're going after here and what the goal is once you've gone through this study, is for you to be able to recognize who God created you to be, and that as his creation, you need no filter.
Comfortable in your skin.
Yes. So we need to drop those filters. We need to shatter them because they've distorted our vision of ourself. They've distorted our vision of God, and we need to get rid of them. We need to flush them so that we can truly step out as the men and women God created us to be at our core.
So if you are looking in the mirror, seeing something you don't like, you know, I was about to go the direction of, well, then make a change. However, hold it up to scripture before you do that. Would you encourage that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because one of the things that I talk about is, you know, you're going to find that these filters have kind of trapped you in a wilderness. And when you're trapped in a wilderness, you don't see a way out. You may not even realize that you're there. But as you begin to expose the lies that you've believed, as you begin to expose the filters that have distorted your vision, then you begin to see more clearly where you're at. But the beautiful thing I say, the beautiful thing about the wilderness is the moment that God begins to woo you out of it, just as he did in the book of Hosea. And being able to experience that personally, being able to go through your own story and see those filters fall away and truly stand in confidence of who God created you to be, it's an amazing shift that allows you to step into the calling he has placed on your life.
Now, one of the things I've come to understand as I've gotten to know you a little bit better, Jody, you're involved in your women's ministry at your local church.
Yes.
Is this a study that that women's ministry may be walking through?
Actually, I already took them through it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I did. They were my my very first audience, so I actually taught them week by week through the entire study, and it was very beautiful to be able to see the growth of our women as we went through it.
What about someone who's listening and thinking, you know, and you said it's for everyone, but, you know, if there's someone who's listening who's in, you know, part of a women's ministry or knows of their women's ministry at their church, and they're looking for someone to speak to this kind of subject, is that something you'd welcome?
Yes, absolutely. I already take speaking engagements, and I travel to various locations to be able to minister to the women of their churches and to be able to go through the study with them.
Okay, well, we bring it up because, you know, partly because I was on, you know, the New Mexico Family Action Movement website today, nmfam.org. And if you go to the homepage and scroll just a little bit, right there, Unmasking the Woman God Created You to Be, hashtag no filter, new book by Jody Hendricks. But very well done.
Thank
I haven't read it yet. But, you know, I know you. So,
well, thank you.
And I know, you know, what kind of work it, well, I don't. I haven't written a book, but, you know. It's a lot of work.
It is. It is.
It is. So you said the hashtag series.
Yes.
What can I, you know, kind of dig in on what's coming?
Absolutely, yes. So the second book in the hashtag series. So first of all, it's like the hashtag, right? The hashtag is used in social media as an identifier. And so we're specifically using the hashtag in this series because each book is going to deal with some aspect of our identity. Mm-hmm. This first one, of course, No Filter. Like, let's drop away everything that the world has told us we need to recognize who we are in Christ. But then the second one is called hashtag Thrive, and it is walking through the covenants of Scripture to see how God returned to us our ability to thrive. And again, as our identity, we were created to thrive in the garden. That's what he wanted. He wanted us to thrive in relationship with him. But when sin came into the world, that was harmed. And so we walk through the different covenants of Scripture, seeing how he returned to us through each one, the aspect of the ability to thrive and how he did that through each covenant. And then the third book is hashtag Crowned. Living as the royalty that he created you to be. So once we've recognized the creation that we are and what he intended for us, then we recognize the ability to thrive that he has returned to us. Then we recognize stepping into our role as a crowned child of the King.
Love it. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, our guest today has been Jody Hendricks. She's Executive Director of New Mexico Family Action Movement, nmfam.org. You'll find out information about the upcoming community event by going to the website and clicking on Foundation. Scroll down and find out more about that event on May 18th at Calvary Church. And that Family Fun Festival will be the first of many, God willing, and about the book as well. Just go to nmfam.org. Jody, thanks so much for your time. Let's do it again next month.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
All right. Stay with us. There's more on the way after the break on ABQ Connect.